Hey everybody, it's Isoban, and I'm actually, of course, working today, but it's my lunchtime, and I've been reading this book. I had to share this little section of it. The name of the book is Ignore Everybody by Hugh MacLeod. He's a brilliant cartoonist. This little section, I think, summarizes it pretty perfectly, so I'm just going to read it straight through. Number 17, the world is changing. Some people are hip to it, others are not. If you want to be able to afford groceries in 5 years, I'd recommend listening closely to the former and avoiding the latter. Just my 2 cents. Your job is probably worth 50% of what it was in real terms 10 years ago, and who knows, it may very well not exist in 5 to 10 years. We all saw the traditional biz model in my former industry, advertising, start going down the tubes about 10 years ago or so. Our first reaction was, work harder. It didn't work. People got shafted by the thousands. It's a cold world out there. We thought being talented would save our asses. We thought working late on weekends would save our asses. Nope. We thought the internet and all that next big thing, new media and new technology stuff, would save our asses. We thought it would fill the holes in the ever more intellectually bankrupt solutions we were offering our clients. Nope. Whatever. Regardless of how the world changes, regardless of what new technologies, new business models, and new social architectures are coming down the pike, the only thing the new realities cannot take away from you is trust. The people you trust and vice versa are the people you trust and vice versa are what you. The people you trust and vice versa are what you will feed and pay your what will feed you and pay for your kids' college. That's what I get for getting distracted. This is true if you're an artist, a writer, a doctor, a techie, a lawyer, a banker, or bartender. In other words, stop worrying about technology, start worrying about people who trust you. In order to navigate the new realities, you have to be very creative, not just within your particular profession, but in everything. Your way of looking at the world will need to become ever more fertile and original. And this isn't just true for artists, writers, techies, creative directors, and CEOs. This is true for everybody. Janitors, receptionists, and bus drivers, too. The game has just been ratcheted up a notch. The old ways are dead, and you need people around you who concur. That means hanging out more with creative people, the freaks, the real visionaries, than you're already doing. Thinking more about what their needs are and responding accordingly. It doesn't matter what industry you're talking about, architecture, advertising, petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals, they're around. They're easy enough to find if you make the effort, if you've got something worthwhile to offer in return. Avoid the dullards. Avoid the folk who play it safe. They can't help you anymore. Their stability model no longer offers that much stability. They are extinct. They are extinction. There's a hilarious little cartoon he's added to this. It says, it's got a hilarious, I'll take a snapshot of it, picture of a dinosaur, and it says, never try to sell a meteor to a dinosaur, it wastes your time and annoys the dinosaur. Pretty brilliant. Just thought I would share that with everybody. Just thought that was a kind of neat and interesting thought. Today for lunch, I decided to just kind of chill out and eat a sandwich and hang out. Hope everyone is doing well out there. And staying warm. My understanding is everybody's freezing right now. So stay warm, stay cool, and talk to you soon.